BBC News with Jim Lee. A 5-year inquiry into child sexual abuse in Australia has handed over its final report, which stretches to 17 volumes. The Royal Commission has heard harrowing testimony from thousands of survivors across the country. It identified abuse at more than 4,000 Australian institutions, including religious organisations, sports clubs, foster homes and the military. A judge in New York has sentenced two nephews of Venezuela's First Lady to 18 years in jail for conspiring to smuggle vast amounts of cocaine into the United States. Supporters of net neutrality in the United States, the rule which requires equal treatment of all internet traffic, says they'll mount a legal challenge against the decision to scrap the measure. There's been heated debate about the issue for months. Donald Trump and the Russian President Vladimir Putin have held talks by phone on the crisis over North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Earlier this week, the US Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said he was prepared to talk to Pyongyang without preconditions. An American firefighter has died while tackling a massive wildfire which is continuing to rage in Southern California. The blaze in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties is one of several that have ravaged a large part of California over the past week. Dutch police say two people have been killed in stabbing incidents in a residential area of the city of Maastricht. They said the stabbings occurred at two locations within a few hundred metres of each other. Thousands of people in Romania have been queuing to pay their last respects to the former king, Michael I, in Bucharest. 3 days of mourning are being held for the ex-monarch. A NASA space telescope has discovered an eighth planet circling around a distant star. It's the first to host as many planets as our own solar system. NASA says the star is just a bit hotter and larger than the Sun. BBC News.